Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Fire represents purification and refining of your character. Malachi 3:3, refining of your character. God wants you to be a person of character. Amen. Amen. Not just bless you and you act a fool. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi, the priests, yes, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Yes, sir. Lord wants to raise you up in righteousness. Amen. So that when you have dominion in a domain, you will walk in righteousness. You will do right. You will walk in justice, in righteousness, and discernment, and do right by God. Amen? Amen? That was what the wilderness was all about for the Israelites, to prove them, to mature them, to humble them, to bring them in a place where they would not forget God when God blessed them. Amen. That's what your wildernesses are for. Not to destroy you, not to make you shame, but to prepare you for greater. So that when God does put in, pressed down, shaken together, running over, amen, you don't forget God. You realize where your blessing came from. You realize that he's God all by himself. Amen. And it's not yours. You are simply a steward. God owns everything. The cattle on 1,000 hills, 1,000,000 hills, they belong to God. The silver and gold are mine, says the Lord. We are called to steward it. But he's only going to put it in the hands of those he has proven. Finally, then we have the harvest. The harvest represents the fulfillment of promises and purpose. In Genesis 26:12, we read that where Isaac sowed and he reaped 100-fold harvest in the midst of a famine. Amen. He reaped 100-fold. And finally, number 5, we have the crown, the reward of faithfulness and fruitfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. We have the crown. That's not going to be just one day in the sweet by and by. People waiting on the crown one day. No, God will crown you today. Even though you may not be wearing a physical crown on your head, there's a crown. And the spirit realm knows that's a king. Oh, we are princes. That's a king. Get it up for me. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, has given me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Yeah. We tend to put everything into the future. Amen. Into one day. But if you read deeply into that, when is his appearing? You know, people think when it comes to the clouds, well, that's going to be an appearing. Amen. But as we behold him as in a mirror, as we behold the glory of the Lord, Amen. And you can do that on a daily basis. Amen. When you go into your prayer closet, Amen. And you begin to experience the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is not just there to give you goosebumps. Amen. He appears. Anytime God touches you, there's a transformation. What the problem is, many don't recognize or reverence that. They just think, oh, they feel better. And they go back to their old way. But you got to realize, no, God took you a step higher. There's an opening of another dimension. But you got to be observant. You can't be distracted. God doesn't show up and just do stuff haphazardly or casually. Anytime he touches, anytime he's there, there's purpose. But you have to be discerning. See, in these last days, the moves of God, they won't overtake you. You have to discern them. He's not going to shock you. You got to hear him. You have to recognize. Amen. There'll be times where he come in like a flood, but there'll be times he'll whisper. That's why we cannot allow the enemy to distract us and disturb us. Amen. The hundredfold is not about money alone. It's about the full manifestation of purpose. And money is involved. It's a season of divine reciprocity. What was sown in your tears, I prophesy to you, you will reap with joy. That hundredfold dimension is a realm of no waste. Let me check some of y'all on that. It's a realm of no waste. God is not a waster. Amen. Every seed has divine purpose attached to it. Have you been cognizant of that? Have you observed that, or have you taken some things lightly? Every seed has divine purpose attached to it. It marks a people of maturity. The hundredfold is not for the immature. It's not just for people that are always receiving, but not producing. Let me say it again. It's not for people that just always receive. Amen. God has graced us. We receive a lot from God. There's much is given, much is required. But you have to go beyond just receiving and take what you have received and begin to produce a fruit, produce a mindset, start thinking differently. Don't go home thinking the same way that you came. You came with a burden. It's been laid down. Don't go back out there and pick it back up. No, I've been changed. I'm free from that burden, that shackle. Now, sometimes you got to outrun it. Sometimes you got to cast it out. Sometimes you got to continue to curse it. Sometimes you got to wrestle that thing off of you. But don't go back. Today is a reset. God wants you going on to the hundredfold. It marks a people of maturity. It is the measure of the sons of the kingdom. We come into the full image. We come into the full likeness. We come into full inheritance. Full inheritance. You know, we learned something very special in this time in conference in Malaysia with Papa Jonathan and Tundi Bakri, that legacy and inheritance are different. Many want inheritance. Is that right? We all want inheritance. But inheritance stems from legacy. Amen. We'll dig into that some other time on a deeper level. To those that, like the prodigal son, they want inheritance. But inheritance, true inheritance, stems from legacy. Taking on a legacy. Becoming part of a legacy. Yeah, they all want inheritance. But true inheritance. See, the prodigal son got inheritance without legacy, but it didn't last. He couldn't maintain it. But had he waited and received it from legacy, then he would have had it to pass on to his next generation and that next generation. So there are principles involved, and one important one is alignment. Aligning yourself. Stop being the Lone Ranger. See, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Right? He wasn't just alone. That independent spirit. No, there's too much deception in that path. Amen. Everybody needs to be connected somewhere. Everybody needs to submit themselves somewhere and be a learner. Doesn't matter how much you've learned or how much education you have. It's not predicated on that. It's predicated on your alignment, how you align yourself. Amen. Amen. That's where all the doors open, when you align. When you are willing to pay the price. You know, Elijah tested Elisha. When it was time for him to be offered, he said, stay here at Bethel. He said, no, as long as the Lord live and you live, I'll not part from you. He followed him.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.